Check one, two, check one, two, check one, two. All right, coming to you live. Here we are at the UFC Fan Expo. A lot of cool shit going on. Not really sure when and if we will be getting anyone on today, but if we do, you will be the first one to know. You will even know before I know if, in fact, this is going to happen. I'm leaning towards it's not going to happen, but we will just wait and see because that's how things work in a crazy, crazy world. I'm going to do, I think I've lost two straight here because I'm dealing with fucking morons. And people give me a hard time because I say those types of things. But the reason that I say it is basically because it's true. How can you be incompetent on a game of spades? It's spades, morons. It's spades. And now I'm down to like 55%, and it's just not fucking right. Because I am the best. To be the best, you have to beat the best. And nobody can beat me. Nobody can beat me because I'm very beatable. So, action-packed card. Top to bottom, arguably, according to Jimmy Denning, this is, left my good pen up. Not sure that was a smart thing to do in an age of thievery. We'll give it a couple more minutes, and then I think we're going to pack up. Oh, I'm just talking, and I shouldn't be. Check one, two, check one, two, do, 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 do. All right, when we start, we're going to come back with Dean Thomas in 3, 2, 1. Sitting down with the legend himself, Dean Thomas. Look at you all, super fly.
I know. Do we ever think that this would happen? I never thought I would be in this situation with you.
It goes back to a hotel room in Orlando.
And you know what? And I remember I can never forget that because that was the very first time I did radio. Very first time.
Yep.
And now look at me.
Yeah.
Now look at me.
How comfortable is it for you now? Obviously, it's been years, you know, that you've been doing a lot of this stuff. But, you know, you're on the desk. You're in the middle of fights giving information. How cool is it and how comfortable?
No, I'm very comfortable. I mean, I feel like this is where I should be. This is, I mean, and it's crazy to me because, you know, I'm a quiet guy. But I get paid to, like, have an opinion and talk. And it's just, I mean, but I'm very comfortable doing that. Like, I'm very comfortable telling people what I think.
Kenny Florian gave me crap back in the day because, like, I didn't make picks. I didn't do any. He's like, you know, you got to have some, you know, basketballs and do all that stuff. Now that you're doing some of that, do any fighters get upset?
Sometimes. Yeah, they get upset sometimes. But they have to understand it's not what I want. When I make a pick, I don't go, yeah, I want this guy to win. It's just. When I look at the matchup, regardless of who it is, you might be my friend, you might be my brother. But when I look at the matchup, if I think you're going to win, I'll say it. If I don't think you're going to win, then I have to say that as well.
Has there ever been a time, and you don't have to say the name, but there's been a fighter that you might not have thought was going to win, but you would have never said, oh, I'm picking against him. I don't think he's going to win.
No, like if it gets that bad.
Because I have.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, if it gets that bad. Then I'll politic around it. But I try to be as honest as I possibly can because I owe it to the people to be honest. I mean, this is what I get paid for. I get paid to have opinion and be honest, so I have to be honest.
Explain it. We are sitting chatting with Dean Thomas. It's been a couple months since we last spoke. How much goes into, like, you know, the card that's coming up? How much work goes in? Because I don't think people realize the work that goes in to be prepared from almost any question that can be thrown your way.
I mean, we got to watch a lot of fights. It's so bad that I only watch fights when I'm preparing for cards. Like, if I wasn't preparing for this card, I wouldn't watch it because I'm watching fights for a card that I'm preparing for. So I have to, and like, if I'm watching Israel Adesanya, I don't just watch one fight. I have to go back and watch a gang of them. And I have to do that for everybody on the card because I have to be prepared for you guys to ask me about anybody on the card.
Sure. Can you watch a fight as a fan not work?
No, I cannot. Only I can do it sometimes live.
Right.
That's the only time I can do it. But more often than not, I can't watch a fight on TV and not be thinking about the X's and O's.
I've told some fighters this, and I know this sounds strange, but if I'm going to watch it, you know, to enjoy it as a fan, I'll look away for 10 seconds.
Yeah, you have to.
You know, because as a judge in the state of Florida and blah, 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 and I hate when people, you know, I see them type in and, you know, media people, and they're looking away, and then they're like, fighter A won. You didn't watch the whole fight.
Yeah.
How do you know who won?
Right.
So I will purposely look away just so I can say, hey, I didn't look at it as a judge. I just kind of enjoyed it.
You have to. I mean, you have to look away at times, and there's been a couple of fights where I think I enjoyed. I mean, it was obviously live where I was just feeling the energy of the crowd and I was into it like that, where I was just like, all right, you know what? Like when I'm working on a broadcast team, I go, I'm not getting in on this fight. I'm just going to sit here and watch this fight as a fan.
You mentioned when we first started, you know, could we ever imagine sitting here doing this, you know, you doing your job and me still being alive doing this job.
Yeah.
But you didn't have to laugh.
No, I'm just saying, like, I mean, you getting up there, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm getting up there, you getting up there.
That's for sure.
You know?
That's for sure.
I mean, I thought I'd be in jail right now, you know what I'm saying? You know how I'd be living in the streets.
And you thought I'd be under the ground
yeah,
by now.
Yeah.
But talk about, you know, just the experience, the expo, how far that's come, how far the sport has come.
I mean, look at this. I mean, you look around and, I mean, this is just crazy. This is absolutely insane. And, you know, we talk about combat sports and we like to lump it all together, but MMA and the UFC is its own unique entity. It really is. Like you couldn't have like an MMA expo and it looked like this. Like, this is a UFC thing that is strictly unique to the UFC and the brand that the UFC has built. I went to a boxing press conference a few weeks ago, and like the demographic of the people there was totally different from the demographic of people here and the way the fans are here and the way the fans treat the fighters. I mean, it's just totally different. Apples and oranges. So to lump the UFC in with everything else is a bit ridiculous, and you won't know it until you experience it.
And as you know, all the sports I've covered, and from day one, this has been my passion because of that, because of the athletes, because of how accessible they are and down to earth they are until, you know, they start training or until they're into the cage. So I totally get it.
Yeah, the athletes are accessible, but the fans are really into it.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a Star Trek type of fandom.
Yeah.
And it's because they're so into it. And they're standing in line waiting to get autographs.
Hours.
For hours. It's unbelievable.
Do fans still come up and ask you, do you train UFC?
No, you know what it is? I don't think fans think that I know how to fight.
Really?
I really do. I think I've separated myself so much from how I used to be that they think that I just, like, hang out with Dana White and do
right.
and coach guys. I think that's what they think.
That's one of my biggest, I don't know what the word I'm looking for, dislike, you know, is that all these new fans, which I love that we get all these new fans, but have no idea about yesterday. I was at an event a couple years ago, and two young kids, mid-20s, I tell this story all the time. They said, are there any UFC fighters here? I go, yeah, the dude's sitting right there. No, he goes, no, UFC fighters. I go, yeah, it's Sean Sherk. See the belt
in front of him,
right? It's like bashing heads.
Yeah, it's and I feel bad, too, because of the history. Like, if you don't know your history, you feel bad for the old guys from that old generation because, like, they're not getting the love that
right.
they may deserve, and they done laid the bricks for all these new guys. So at least if the fans ain't going to respect them and recognize them, I think the fighters should at least do their history and recognize some of the old heads.
I'm getting dirty looks, so it's time for you to move down now. But I know how to get in touch with you. We'll get you back on. We're going to hook you up with all the same stuff that we always do. We've got some 8-Man Strong for you. We've got some food, a new sponsor. It's called Right on Track.
That's what I'm talking
about. It's really cool stuff.
You know how to get to my heart.
And Odd Sock Official. So we're going to let you take a pair now.
Ooh.
But we're also going to send you a box.
I love it.
As always, Dean. Great
seeing
you.
All right, my man. Thank you.
Talk to you soon, man. We'll be right back. All right, when we return, it'll be with Cub Swanson in 3, 2, 1. All right, we're sitting down, and it's been a little while, Cub Swanson, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great.
First and foremost, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm assuming you're talking about that Hall of Fame thing.
That HOF thing,
yeah. That was pretty nice.
talk about the experience of going through that, you know, the whole ceremony and such.
Well, I mean, I honestly downplayed it in my mind for a while. I have a lot of things on my, you know, on my agenda day to day. And then when I got there and we did the walkthrough, I was like, oh, man, I think this is a little bigger than I anticipated. And then it started hitting me, you know, with all the pictures. And then, you know, when I wanted to thank a bunch of people, I had to call a bunch of former coaches and just tell them, you know, like, I appreciate you. And then it started getting all real, like, you know, this week. And I'm glad I got through it. I shed a couple tears, but I didn't completely melt down. So I was proud of myself about that.
I had the opportunity, the pleasure to talk to a young man. I believe he's younger than me. So a young man who was very proud of you. I believe it was your uncle.
Oh, okay.
And we had a nice discussion as you were doing the red carpet and all that kind of stuff. How nice was it to have family there and to experience that with you?
Well, you know, I came up for a little bit of time with Tim Bradley, you know, the boxer. We went to high school together, and I was able to go to his little ceremony in downtown Palm Springs. They put stars in the Walk of Fame in Palm Springs, and he's a local hero. So I was there for that, and he was thanking everybody, and it just dawned on me, like, you know, as athletes, we're constantly looking ahead and not looking back. And it's been almost two decades. And I was like, man, there's a bunch of people I need to thank that have helped me along the way. And I've already lost a couple of those people. And I'm like, the time is now. This is a great moment for me to thank all those people. My Uncle Tim being one of them, he raised me for 10 years. And just, he was always present at my soccer games and being a father figure. So, you know, people like that, I needed to thank them and say, hey, I appreciate you.
Right.
You've been a piece of my journey.
I like talking to people that you can just see it. You know, he was glowing, right? So you almost knew that he was a relative.
Yeah.
Just because of how proud he was of you.
Yeah. And he's like really my introduction to the sports. The reason why I like football and, you know, to be in like any kind of sports Hall of Fame, I know that he was blown away. And like I said, I don't think I've ever thanked him publicly for anything, and he deserved it. And you know, he was one of the many that I thanked, and so he was one of the ones in particular that I wanted there to be able to get a second of acknowledgement.
Awesome. Before we talk about football, since you just mentioned it, talk about this experience. You know, obviously we both go, you know, way back in this sport,
yeah,
to where it was to where it is today, you know, fan wise, sponsor wise.
Yeah. I mean, it's huge. You know, when I first got into this, I had to convince people that I was actually doing something good with my life, because, you know, I went through a point where I was in juvenile hall and I was getting into trouble. And then this sport really changed my life and gave me direction. But my friends and family were kind of telling me, like, you're cage fighting. Like, what are you doing? You know, and I'm like, no, you don't understand. It's like that's the perception you're getting. But this sport is amazing. And by the time it started getting popular and people were like, oh, wow, this is what you're doing. OK, now I understand. So the sport has come a long way. I'm so proud to be a part of it. I'm proud to be recognized as, you know, somebody that gave back. So, I mean, honestly, it's like I feel fulfilled, just because, you know, I was always looking up to these fighters, and now I'm the fighter that people look up to. And so, man, yeah, I couldn't ask for a higher honor.
I used to talk to all of you athletes back in the day, and it's like, what do we need to do? How do we need to get? And now, you know, your name crawls down below ESPN. You know, it was great when it was Spike. It was great when it was Fox. Now it's ESPN.
Yeah.
What was that like the first time you saw one of those, whether it was Spike or Fox?
Well,
or
I mean, I think when probably the biggest one is when I fought on UFC on Fox 2. I knocked out George Roop and I made SportsCenter. You know, like I had all these crazy little things that happened, like being in a video game, being on SportsCenter, having Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. sitting cage side for one of my fights and applauding me, like all these surreal moments that I'm like, what? You just realize, like, how did I get here?
Right.
You know,
right.
You have your nose to the grind. You're looking forward. And then these amazing things happen along the way.
You know, when I sit down for these chats, I don't do a whole lot of research because I just want it to be a chat. You know, I don't want it to be an interview and talk about stuff. So I jumped on Google real quick. And just now, and I have goosebumps about this, when you put in Cub, you know that you come up before Cub Scouts?
Oh, wow.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm like, I would have thought second. I'm not sure, you know, but and then we're going to do something which I've never done before. Grab that the Panini box out of there, since I just saw you play the game with the phone flip. Grab the cards. Are you a card collector? Do you?
I do. I have a bunch. I try not to hold on to too much stuff anymore, but I still have some old baseball cards. And I love the.
I've never done Pack Wars before. Have you done it?
No.
Okay. I mean, I've seen it, but I've never actually done it. Are you cool to do one real quick?
Yeah, let's do it. All right.
So Panini's also a sponsor of mine as well as the USC.
Awesome.
So Pack Wars is, and I'll let you pick the first one.
Okay.
So any subject, it could be anything from who lives the furthest from Vegas, the closest from Vegas, the tallest, the shortest, the heaviest. I almost said fattest. The heaviest, whatever.
Okay.
And it's just, and that's how you play Pack Wars.
Okay.
So it's.
So
we open it up.
Okay.
Panini's
I thought we had to set the rules before we open up.
What other rules do you want? That's all the rule. The rule is you pick the first subject.
The longest active fighter.
Okay. Now, do you want to go bottom first or top first?
We can go top.
Okay, top.
Or bottom, sorry.
All right, we'll do bottom. All right, so whoever's. All right, I got Nina. And who do you got?
Alonzo Menifield.
Does it say on here? I think Nina's longer, right?
Yeah, I know Alonzo, I think, is fairly new.
Okay. So I'm up 1-0.
Okay.
We'll say.
Oh, we're not staying the same.
Oh, you want to stay the same? We can stay the same.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's fine. We'll stay the same.
Because I'm, you know, with the whole Hall of Fame thing, we're going for legends and OGs.
Okay, legends. All right.
So I got Chael. So that I think I win this.
Yeah,
one.
You win that one. Okay. the longest in the game. Oh, wow, this. Who do you got?
I got Stipe.
I got Kamaru.
Usman.
Yeah.
I think Stipe has been longer.
Okay, I'm down one. I'm down 2-1. Oh, all right, I got it, no matter who you have.
Uriah Hall.
Okay, I got Chuck.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice one.
All right, so this is for the win, right?
All right.
This is for the win.
You might get me.
I
got Volkanovski.
I don't know. He may be around longer than Edmund.
Shabazzian?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're – oh, man, I think I might get that.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty close.
I mean, Volkanovski definitely has more fights in the UFC.
Well, because he fights this weekend, we'll give him the win no matter what.
Yeah,
we'll do that.
Yes, yes.
Well, before I let you go, I know other people want to talk to you. What's up next for you? What's going on?
I've been trying to figure out if I'm going to do 35 or 45. I want to keep my options open. I just want to see how I feel. I want to have good performances. 35 is enticing because it's like a whole new crowd. I've fought everyone at 45. I'm literally no one's been in the division longer than me. So it's kind of surreal, but, I just want to have a couple more great fights before I end up calling it a career. So, wherever that may be, but September, October is what I was looking for. So we'll see.
Is it still as much fun now as it was when you first started? You know, I've talked to so many people and I remember, I don't know if you know who Marcus Jones was. He played in the NFL.
Okay.
And then he came over, he fought at UFC 100. He was in the Ultimate Fighter. And he always told me, I didn't like football.
Okay.
I was just good at it.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm seeing that you're smiling and stuff. So I'm assuming the passion and the love is
I have so much passion and love for the sport. It's just that the pressure that you put on yourself to prepare and that, you know, pressure of the fight and just really not wanting to fail out there, that, you know, that I feel like it's aged me, you know, with the course of this. But it's a little different feeling than when I was younger. You're fighting for different reasons, so you kind of evolves. But at this point, it makes me proud to show my kids that I'm still doing it. I never give up. So it's different reasons. But
sure.
I still love it.
Great stuff. Cup, thank you for stopping by. We're going to send you a care package from 8-Man Strong for coming and sitting down,
cool,
as well as a box from Odd Sock Official. But we're going to let you take a pair now.
Okay.
And then we're going to send a box to you as well.
Okay, sweet.
Great seeing you again.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, man. We're going to hit a break. We'll be right back. Well, that's all that's left. But do you have a phone?
I do.
Okay, go to, why we're doing this, Odd Sock Official.
Odd Sock.
And then just say why we're talking. Hey, you know, I'll bring up Odd Sock, okay, and then just tell me which one, and that way you'll get what you want.
All right. Odd Sock.
official.com. All right, when we come back, Calvin Kattar. They just have so many. It's just... So,
I'll tell you a story. First UFC I went to was 11.
Yeah.
Covered the UFC since day
one. Oh, yeah.
So, this is my love. This is my business.
Yeah.
So, I gave the Red Sox to Greg Hardy.
Yeah.
I broadcast with the A next day. And they really love me to broadcast live.
That's why.
I gave the Red Sox. So, I did DKFC at the Red Sox. I remember him. He's like,
No, that's awesome.
It's just like to thank you guys.
Yeah, no, thank you.
You know, all us communities.
No, but it's great for both of us.
Sure,
man. It's awesome. It's a cool experience for us too. So, you guys is that why you guys are in the Apex? Because you guys got started so long ago. The history. Yeah, that's awesome. It's cool they look out for you guys like that.
It took a while, but yeah.
But that's cool, man. Because you should. Should have that, you know.
So I'm telling you all this off the air.
Yeah.
Stuff. No, I don't brag about myself.
Yeah. No, but that's
so Dana did the show, Super Bowl Radio Row in Miami.
Yeah.
He just told me to shut up.
No, I'm listening. I'm listening.
So he sits down, we start talking, and I don't remember what was said. And he's like, I remember back in the day there was three media people, you and two others. You're the OG. We go to a break, and I turn to my co-host. I go, what's OG mean?
Ha ha. Yeah. That's fucking awesome.
All right, so we'll need that.
Okay, I got you. That's good, man. You should think like that. I feel the same way myself. I run a local promotion, and there's like media outlets that started were with me from the start, and I always look at them in that
absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, well, we are broadcasting sort of, so we'll talk about. Remind me, I'll forget. I'll tell you some stories. All right, Calvin Kattar, when we return. 3, 2, 1. All right, we are back. We're hanging out. Sitting down and having some conversation with a few more fighters. Calvin Kattar, nice enough to stop by. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
First and foremost, I know you just went through the list. I love to always talk about my sponsors as well. You're looking at OddSock Official.
I am. Now,
there's too many that you're not going to probably be able to go through the whole list while we're talking.
Yep.
But has anything popped out for you yet?
I think the ones that are popping out right now are mostly the food ones, the snacks ones. And I think it's – I don't know if it's just because I'm hungry, though. But they all look really good.
Well, yeah, and the first thing you said when you sat down was the donuts with a piece of chicken between it.
I mean, look at them. You don't see that too often. You know, I try not to because I end up eating them back home.
Well, and that's what I was going to talk about. You know, how badly do you watch what you eat? You know, whether you're fighting in a month or you're fighting in 6 months.
I mean, I generally like to eat pretty healthy, you know, because the feeling after the food you eat, it lasts longer than the taste.
Yeah, you see the donuts?
That's what I'm telling you.
Grab the other headset.
That's what I'm trying to say is. My man Rob, I see. That's what we're talking about. I was just saying the same shit.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit bigger than a chicken nugget
sandwich.
But it's two donuts. God, just put it down for a second. Get the other headset.
Yeah, two.
And then we'll get Rob on as well.
That looks pretty good though, right? I mean, maybe a little splash of syrup over it or something to bring in the chicken. I mean, I don't know.
And again, as long as you're not fighting, you know, anytime soon.
And then it's really about the timing. Like, if you're gonna eat like shit, do it before a session, work it off, and then kind of cool. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I learned that from my boy Rob. He's like,
we're setting up the other headset. Yeah. Rob was on, I would say, about 2 months ago. And when the first thing I talked to him about, and I'm curious, is the tunnel still under construction?
It actually was under construction, yeah, on the way to the airport. But I think it was not having to do with the big construction originally.
I was stationed in Boston in. No, I don't want to say how long ago, but a long, long time ago. Before either one of you guys were born, and construction had already been going on for like 10 years.
Oh, you're talking about the bridge? Tunnel? Yeah. It's always working.
What's it like walking around, you know, the expo?
It's great. You know, it's like a condensed version of just a lot of the UFC fans that come out here showing support, so it's pretty overwhelming. And it's a great experience. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, the energy in here is intense. Like, you can feel it. Like, you know, it's a big fight week, big fight card, and then just feeling all the support from all the fans, and it's huge, man. It's a big blessing.
You two youngsters have to understand, you know, and I just got through telling you, you know, I'm from UFC 1. UFC 11, Mark Coleman was the first one I covered. The after party was in a ballroom. It had Tank Abbott, I think one other fighter, a drunk media person, two fans, and like a plate of cheese sticks.
No green room? No donuts?
So it's just so how far it's come.
It's huge.
You know, and back in the day, you know, we would talk about what's it going to take? What's it going to take for fans, to, you know, to jump on this sport? What do you think it was, you know, the biggest thing that has made this sport mainstream?
I mean, definitely the Forrest Griffin fight.
Yeah, 100%. You
know, that was big. And then Dana just grinding over the years. Yeah, especially even through the pandemic. You see it even in its later years. He's still stepping on the gas, you know, pushing the UFC on people and just exposing it to, you know, just not taking over an answer. And I think it's huge having someone like Dana behind the helm.
I appreciate you saying it that way and not the way Dana White would have said it, because FCC might not have liked that. But
how would he have said it?
Well, I can't say it. I'm not paying $100,000. That's not going to happen. How did you guys get involved in it? You know, you're youngsters, and then you decide what?
So
he's got the cool.
Yeah, I was actually I want to say 24. I was 24 years old. I was delivering pizzas in Tampa, Florida, right. And I pulled into a garage that doing jiu-jitsu, and at this time I you know dabbled a little bit in boxing. Watched a lot of boxing growing up, but I didn't really watch the UFC or even MMA. And then they kind of broke down what they were doing as far as jiu-jitsu. I believe it was the BJ Penn versus George St. Pierre fight they were getting ready to watch. They told me, you know, check out the pay-per-view, check out the fights. And then I did. I looked up, you know, local schools, and maybe that next 2-3 days I checked out the gym, and I was hooked from there.
Now, I know you don't remember, and I wouldn't expect you to remember, but the reason I remember that story is my co-host owns a pizzeria in St. Pete, and we talked about it.
He
invented the pizza diet.
Let's go.
Wow.
The pizza diet.
The pizza diet.
The pizza diet. He developed a pizza diet where, A, you will lose weight, and he talked to you about it. Now, like I said, he also rode a 10-speed bicycle from Tampa, Florida to New York City.
Wow. Jeez.
So I don't care what you eat.
Yeah, well, you're driving that.
Right?
That's a lie.
You're definitely going to drive. Do you guys collect anything? Memorabilia, cards?
I just collect heads. No, I don't.
You were the one that said you collect souls.
I said, like, so
I think
you
said that.
I'm trying to collect more money, but that's about it.
And I probably should, man. I need to get a new hobby, man. I probably should start collecting something.
Have you seen the Panini cards?
Yeah.
Have you seen your card, and do you like them?
It's huge, yeah. It's huge. Cool. It's kind of,
Have you ever played Pack Wars?
No, what's this?
Okay, I played Pack Wars. Now, I've collected cards. I played Pack Wars for the very first time with Cub Swanson 5 minutes ago.
Let's go.
If you want to do it, we'll do it again.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So what we do is...
Something else to get competitive.
Exactly. All right, so everybody gets a pack. Now, depending on how competitive you are, we need to set some ground rules.
Very competitive.
Cool. Okay, so before you open them,
yep.
Are we going to start from the card that's on the top or the card that's on the back? Because I've seen fist fights. Not that I'm involved in a fist fight.
I don't know. What's
your strategy?
We don't know. We don't know what's in it.
I guess you should start from the top, right?
All right, so we're going to start from what this is. Now, again, before you open it, you set the criteria, Rob. Now, it can be closest to Las Vegas. It could be the heaviest fighter. It could be the biggest name, the biggest legend. You pick the category
for the first card.
For the first card.
With the most submissions.
Most submissions.
I don't know if it's on here, but we'll be able to figure that out.
All right.
If it's somebody like Tank Abbott, I'm pretty sure that.
You know, no peeking at your second card.
So do you just put?
Just put out, and it's got to be the top one.
Definitely don't cut the most submissions to this one. But well, you said knockouts, maybe.
It was funny that Cub said, you know, the biggest name or the best career, and then I got a Chuck Liddell.
Wow.
I'm like, it don't matter. So let me ask you this one, because I had Kamaru Usman and Cub had Stipe. Which would you go with?
What's the category again?
The best career, the best
Usman, Stipe.
It's tough when they're not done.
Because obviously Usman, obviously the belt, but then Stipe won the belt in Brazil on a crazy knockout.
Backing up.
It's a tough one.
All right, so we're going submissions on the first one. That's what. Who do you got?
I got Glover.
Yeah, Rob, you got that.
All right, so you're up one. So turn them over. Just throw them all in the middle. All right, you pick the next category.
Oh,
you already looked at it.
I'm going to go with female comeback fighter.
Put that one on the bottom.
I got Rose.
I got a dude, so, well, it's his world. Who do you got?
I'm going to mess his name up. Lee Jing Wong.
Right. Well, you pick the category, and I'm not going
to. I didn't look at your card yet.
No, you already did it. You win the throws. That's fine. All right, the next one we'll say comes from the furthest from Las Vegas.
Comes from the furthest from Las Vegas.
His hometown or whatever. I think it's one of your guys. I think this one's East Coast.
Let's go. I got Usman. He's what, from Florida?
Well, technically, he's from Nigeria.
Oh, yeah. Damn, even better.
All right, so I'm going to give you the win.
I don't know.
Who
he's saying. He's from Hawaii, but.
Well, that's right there.
Yeah, you would have been close.
This is what it is.
Category.
All right, category.
You pick the category. It is what it is.
Oh, man.
So I'll tell you a quick food story. You know why Rob's thinking. So the UFC's in Boston. I was stationed in Boston. I love Boston. I met my wife in Boston. We went to a great pizzeria in the Italian section, right? We eat like two large pizzas with Dr. Davidson, the UFC doctor, and a couple of the judges. We walk out. Now, we're all full, right? We just had these massive pizzas. And they had one of those vendors that has the grill with the sausages.
Yep.
And I turned to Dr. D, and Dr. D turned to me, and I go, yep.
Let's do it.
And we ate.
Let's do it.
Got it.
Yeah, we have to.
All right, let's go. Talking about foods, go heaviest fighter.
All right, heaviest fighter.
Damn, 55.
What's he got? What's he?
I want to say he might be a 55 or two.
I'm Paul Craig.
Right? We all got 55.
All right, so. Last category of this pack. I got enough. We can play for a while. It's up to you guys. But last category.
Last category?
Now, you already used Rose, so you won with Rose.
I know, and I just peeked in my car, but I forget who it was. I'm trying to think of a category because I forget. This is going to be about all. I'm going to just forget what I saw because I can't remember. I'm going to go with something. What can we do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? I don't know.
All right, let's get you want to get maybe possibly in trouble?
Yes.
All right, ugliest person.
The ugliest person. Oh, all right, the ugliest person it is.
I think I won, bro. I don't know.
Oh, it's Kai. I got Bilal Muhammad. That beard looking smooth, so he's good.
Brad Riddle.
Brad Riddle, man, you got the
I think I'm good, man. I think I won that one.
I think you dominated. What's a typical day, a typical week? You know, not fight week, you know, none of that stuff. Just, you know, you still want to go to the gym, you still want to train, but you don't have a fight for 6 months.
Yeah, then we're usually getting some good, still good training. We're always pretty much training consistently year round like we got a fight because, you know, the UFC comes to me. They come knocking when you least expect it, but aside from that, we'll sneak in some golf if we can, if we're not too tight into a fight, and definitely a whole lot of good restaurants.
So golf as well. So pizza, golf. I'm trying to get, and I mentioned this to you about coming down to Tampa, but one of the top, he's not an amateur. He plays for $10,000 a hole.
That's cool.
But you need to come down and just play some golf, Steve Monroe, you know, hang out at the pizzeria. What would it take? What do we need to do to get you guys to come down to Tampa St. Pete?
All right, it's easy. I'm good. My sister lives out there right now. I'll be ready to go anytime.
Tell me about it. I'm ready. Need an excuse to get to the warm weather, man. From New England, you appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. How about fishing? You guys fishermen?
Hell yeah.
I wouldn't say a fisherman, but I've dabbled. I've thrown it out.
We can fish the lakes at Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
We can go bow fishing. Have you ever bow fished? And catch stingrays.
That's awesome.
It's kind of cool.
Wild fishing out there. I'd be down. Yeah, that's right up my alley. I love that.
What are you guys doing before I let you go? I'm getting dirty looks already, time to go. At the expo, I know you're doing some meet and greets and some signings. What else? Anything?
In Vegas or at the expo? Yeah. Vegas, You know, we're over at the Resorts World right now, so it's a new casino. They just had their year anniversary yesterday, I believe, or this weekend. And pretty cool just, you know, seeing that area and then this part of the strip. But nothing too crazy, man. The fun all starts after the fights tonight, I think, you know, when the whole town lets loose.
That's where we're going, Barty.
Of course, it's even worse when there's a Conor fight. Have you been here for a Conor fight?
I have. I was here for the Conor Aldo fight, man. And it was wild. They were on top of
MGM.
The slot machines.
On top of the taxis.
Olé,
yeah. Yeah.
Olé, olé,
so
olé.
I typically red eye at home. And I was nervous about being able to get a cab.
Yeah.
And they were jumping on the cabs at the front. So I jumped in the last cab. I go, do you want to, you know, get taken over by the Irish? We need to go. And I got to the airport and all that kind of stuff. Who do you guys like this weekend?
Man, there's a lot of great fights. I mean, a lot of these underdogs, man, looking, you know, a lot of them are favorites in most cards, man. You know,
right.
Be a great card. I think I really don't got many picks, man, but we're all in for a good one, man.
I don't pick fights, just so you know.
Yeah, top to bottom, man, just great fights.
So Kenny Florian gave me crap back in the day. He's like, why don't
pick it against him?
What? No, not picking against him. It's like you don't pick. And it's one thing, you know, when you're media and you don't know. But when you know, like when Matt Serra fought Matt Hughes.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, if I would have picked a winner, the loser would have kicked my ass.
Yeah.
Because we're friends.
It's tough, man.
And I would have expected it.
Yeah.
Tough because obviously you get asked who you think, and then you got to sit in the hotel with this guy you just picked against. It's like, sorry, man. Like, I just think you're slow.
I was with a friend of mine who made a wager, and I don't like to bet. I don't like to lose money. I don't anything. So I made this bet, and I was betting on Tim Sylvia to win. He was fighting Andre Arlovsky, who still fights in the UFC.
Oh, I couldn't believe it.
Have you thought about something? The guy's been around
it's crazy.
A while.
Yeah, insane. Yeah.
So I didn't know how to bet. I didn't know that you're supposed to read the ticket to make sure that they gave me Andre Arlovsky. So he won. And I told Tim Sylvia, I go, I threw it away. I'm not going to cash that ticket, right? It's just that, you know what Tim Sylvia, my good friend, said to me? Give me the ticket. I'll cash it.
Tim Sylvia, shout out to me.
Very good stuff. All right, I'm getting the evil eye, so I'll let you guys go. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong for sitting down. We're going to send you a care package from Odd Sock Official.
Boom,
I know it's been picked over, but you're welcome to one of those three. If you went to the website, let me know what you want.
Yes, sir.
Go to oddsockofficial.com. Tell me which ones you want. I'll go to the store and pick it up next week.
We do.
As well as we picked up a new sponsor. It's called Right on Track. This food is for basically hikers, campers, you know, where you need the pots and pans. Yep. I eat it at home. That's how good this stuff is.
Wow.
It's really good. So I'll hook you guys up with that.
Yeah,
well.
I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you for your
man.
Time.
Appreciate
Enjoy
you.
The week.
You're the man.
Let's
Thank you so
get
much.
Campus set up.
Let's
get
go.
Man. Pizza.
Say less.
All right. We'll be right back.
Thank you.